Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
It's hard to believe, but here we are with a little over 1 month left in the 2019 legislative session. We began the session in January with roughly 30 bills on our active list and another 20 on our watch list. Now, with the general transmittal deadline behind us, it's time to pause and take stock of where we stand. As I said in an earlier broadcast, the battlefield becomes more clear as we get closer to adjournment. As in any session, job one is to kill the bad bills, and this year, there were many. Most are now dead, and those that remain are on their last legs. Topping that list was House Bill 465, a bill to add sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes under Montana human rights law. This is the type of legislation that has led to hundreds of lawsuits across the United States as people of faith are targeted for their deeply held religious beliefs. This bill is now dead, at least for another 2 years. Other bad bills included Senate Bill 105, a bill that would have required the members of our legislative affairs team to complete sensitivity training before being allowed to lobby. House Bill 222, a bill to bring adolescent treatment programs that operate as adjunct ministries of churches under complete state control. We've been fighting that one for over 10 years. And House Bill 139, a bill that would have dictated what we could and could not say about a legislator's voting record as we engage in the political process. There are, of course, more, but these are some of the main ones. On the flip side are those bills that we're promoting that are still alive. Among them are House Bill 500, a bill to ban abortions after 20 weeks, Senate Bill 147, a bill that would strengthen laws to curb human trafficking, Senate Bill 100, which would require women seeking an abortion to be offered the opportunity to view an ultrasound of their child before the abortion is performed. That bill is strongly opposed by abortion providers like Planned Parenthood, but we believe it falls under the category of informed consent. As the bill states, viewing the ultrasound would be an option, not a requirement. House Bill 302 would go further and ban abortion by amending our state constitution to define life as beginning at conception. This bill was heard yesterday with proponent testimony going on for over 2 hours. At the other end of the life spectrum is House Bill 284, a bill that would ban doctor-prescribed suicide in Montana. It's cleared the House and will be heard by the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow at 9 a.m. House Bills 173 and 282 would both ban sexual contact by teachers with minors. Why is this not already against the law? There are others as well, too many to list here, but another one that's about to be introduced is called the Montana Born Alive Infant Protection Act. It was inspired by the craziness that went on earlier this year in New York and Virginia and would require that any infant born alive be given the proper medical care necessary to sustain life. It's a privilege to argue in favor of these types of bills, and our team does it every day in the halls of the Montana Capitol. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.